Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, December 19th, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a delicious crossword?
It was one of my favorites.
Really?
Because it had one of my favorite topics for the theme.
Mm-hmm. And that topic was?
Cookies.
Cookies. Right.
Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
So, yes.
It was a brilliantly done crossword.
Uh-huh. And it was cute. It had little pictures. I was hoping they'd turn color, but they didn't.
Can't have everything.
Uh-huh. And they showed you where the rebuses were.
That's true.
I don't mind a rebus if I know where the rebus is supposed to be placed.
Well, first you had to figure out that there was a rebus there.
Yes.
So for the first one, that would have been a surprise.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But they weren't too hard.
No, not really, not at all.
Except maybe for six down. Six down. Well, you want to talk about the theme sort of in general?
Okay, well, the theme for the puzzle was season to taste. And there were a number of clues that were actually double clues. For example, 23 across said little tyke and slash. Flatter with up. And the answer to that was peanut butter. But there was one extra square for the peanut butter answer. And in that square was the shape of a bell. And so you had peanut and butter with a bell in between them. But then six down, where the bell was going down, it said it was eliminated from the U.S. in 2004. And the answer to that was rubella. And there were only four squares. So you had to put a rebus of bell in the bell square. And then you had RU above it and A below it for rubella. So you had the cookies going across. And between each word of the cookie name was a little picture. And that was the rebus for the answer that was going down. Here's another one, 69 across, reduce in volume and slash as new. And that turned out to be thin mint. And between the word thin and mint was a star. So you put the rebus star in there. And then if you go to 58 down, where that star crosses, where to go on a trip? And the answer was rest area. A little play on words there. So that was the theme, and it was fun seeing all the different names of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little pictures that were somewhat holiday related. Figuring out what the down clue was using the rebus word.
So did you get the revealer early on in the process?
I did. I figured it out, actually, not the first one, because I couldn't think that tyke was peanut, little
mm-hmm.
tyke was peanut. But the second one, 33 across, relative of a teehee, and that was snicker, and then the other clue was bit of marginalia. And that was doodle. Well,
mm-hmm.
once I got snicker, I knew it was doodle because I knew they were cookie names. And then there was a heart shape between those two words. And 36 down was genuine. So it was heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had enough of the other clues around it that I could see it was heartfelt. And I thought, oh, I see what they're doing here.
But like 116 across, sort of the revealer, when did you get that?
Oh, well, I got that kind of toward the end because it was one of the last clues I looked at, but it wouldn't have made any difference. I had already figured out what they were doing.
Right.
116 across it was, this puzzles images in two different ways, and the answer was cookie cutters.
Mm-hmm.
So they were shapes of cookie cutters, but they also cut the cookie into two separate words. They were right in the middle of a cookie, so they were cutting it as a word, but then they were also the shape of an actual cookie cutter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cute. No, I thought so. I thought so too. Uh-huh. I was surprised about nine down. Six down. It was eliminated from the U.S. in 2004. Rubella. Mm-hmm. I thought rubella was like the equivalent of the measles.
Well, it's a form of measles, yes.
Okay, so but there's still some measles that's around, I guess.
Right.
But not rubella.
Not rubella.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes, that's excellent.
I liked a couple of things I thought that Will Shortz did that was very clever. Did you notice 1A, they might be put on? The answer was acts.
Uh-huh.
And that was exactly the same answer in the same position in yesterday's crossword.
Yep.
Except yesterday it was two things in Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen, acts.
Right.
And it's just like, well, there's the easy way to clue it and the hard way to clue it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they did that somewhere else as well. Let's see. Where did they do that? Oh, yeah. So 72 across, it'll knock you out. And the answer was ether.
Yes, I saw that. And I thought, oh, that was just in yesterday. It was like heavenly.
Heavens. And the answer was ether. It wasn't in the same place.
No.
That would have been too amazing.
Yes.
But it was in the same crossword, in the same grid.
Yep.
So I presume that Will has some software that helps him do this.
I don't know.
Either that or he spots it by eye.
Uh-huh.
I liked 5 across. I thought that was just sort of very droll. Undercover attire, ? And the answer was PJs.
That's 8 across.
I'm sorry, 8 across, yes.
Yes. What did I put for that? I put bra, because I thought, undercover attire, but it was actually under the covers attire, PJs, yes.
And then the last letter, the S of PJs, ran into 10 down Outback orders, which was steaks.
Right, uh-huh.
So that sort of clinched it there for me anyway.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yep. A lot of good clues. Mm-hmm. And there's Dr. Fauci made it. I think this is the first time I remember him being in the crossword. 121 across. Physician awarded Presidential Medal of Freedom by George W. Bush, or G.W. Bush, who's Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he wins all these awards. His official business card, I think, says top infectious disease expert, but he's probably proudest of the fact that he's gotten into the New York Times crossword. Uh-huh. I would hope. One thing that caused problems, and I think this might have been my last clue, 35 down, get slangily, and it was just 3 letters, and it crossed 41 across, stage name of rapper Yasiin Bey. Turns out it was Mos Def.
Yes.
And that ran into cop.
Right.
To get slangily. Uh-huh. Well, just the other day they had capiche as a clue.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought it was cap. And so I had Mas Def.
Oh, and no, it's Mos Def.
I guess I don't know Mos Def.
Well, I don't really know him as a rapper, but I remember seeing him in the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Really?
Yeah, he was the friend of Arthur.
You know, oh, he played Ford Prefect?
Yes.
Yes,
Ford Prefect.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, Ford Prefect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and watch that now. Let's see. 25 across. Things bachelors might have. Degrees.
Yes.
That was very nice. Uh-huh.
I was trying to think, oh, what would they have? They have man caves or, you know, degrees.
I couldn't think of anything useful, but the crosses saved me, including the first letter of degrees came out from 11 down cabinet department since, actually it's cabinet depth, so it's an abbreviation, since 1965, HUD.
Right. I knew that.
Housing and Urban Development?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of answers that could have filled in the blank with 12 down, come to blank, but it turned out to be an end.
Right.
That was, I'm sure it took a little while for me to get.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you knew this, 28 across, noted dataist, ARP. You knew ARP?
I did know ARP.
Wow. That's good to know. ARP. Mm-hmm. It must be good to have a memory. I have no idea what that's like. 31 across, scalpel creation. Slits.
Right.
That's sort of clever.
Uh-huh.
And one, I don't know if Will was going for this or not, but 58 across was, let's see, where's 58 across? The One I Love Band, and the answer was REM.
Right.
And then you had 108 across, Nuclear Medicine Units, RADs. Mm-hmm. Well, REM is also a measure of radiation. So they had RADs and REM in one. I know it's supposed to be REM, the band, but uh-huh. I was thinking that, huh, they had two different units of measurement of radiation in one crossword. That was pretty clever. Uh-huh. Assuming he was going for that and that wasn't just a coincidence, because I assume at some point it is. I'm willing to bet good money that one across was not a coincidence. Uh-huh. Acts twice in 2 days in the same place. Not a coincidence, but RAM and RADs could have been.
Uh-huh.
Will, if you're listening and you want to provide some insights, please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We would be delighted to hear from you. I don't know if he's listening. 67 across, big name in cast iron cookware, Staub.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Staub?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But then when I saw it, I thought, oh, I think I have seen that.
I didn't look familiar to me, so mm-hmm. I think the Staub people need to work on their advertising a little bit more.
Well, I don't buy cookware that often.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially cast iron cookware.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Okay.
So we have survived another week.
We have.
And Monday's crossword is already up.
Uh-huh.
So listeners, have at it. Enjoy. And remember, in addition to Will, any of you, if you want to drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We just did get some listener mail. I think we'll save it for tomorrow.
Yes.
So there's incentive for you to turn in tomorrow besides our insightful analysis. And we will be back again with all of that tomorrow.
Bye-bye.